Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lakeside. My name is Nancy Branson, and I'm not a pastor. I would like all of you to join hands and give Scott Dietrichson, our guest speaker, and his family a big round of applause. Just a couple of quick announcements. We have the Bible study is finished for the summer, and we are taking July off. We will resume again in August, and the information will be in the next bulletin. Also, we have a church picnic that is on August 13th. It's a Hawaiian luau, and more information will be available as it gets closer. The rest of the stuff, if you take your bulletins home, and what a concept, read your bulletins, you'll be able to get the informed in the life of the church. Right now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
For summer break, I should say. If everyone would please stand and join me, you will be our choir this morning. We're going to sing Stand Up.
Day by day. It'll be on the PowerPoint again. And thank you for our friends and the fun that we have with them. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're now entering a time of prayer, and there's so many of our sweet family that's suffering, our church family suffering with illnesses, and I'm just going to ask Kathy and Violet, please keep them in your continued prayers. Please also keep Gina, daughter of George and Barbara Weston, in prayer. She has stage 4 cancer. And Jennifer, Nancy and Jean's cousin, the daughter of their cousin, who also has pancreatic cancer. Please also lift up Chris Parkinson, Jane Harden's nephew. He has heart-related illness, and he needs a lot of prayer as well. I do have a huge praise. Sean Fred had been asking for prayer for a job, and he got two job offers. That's amazing. And also, our fearless Vacation Bible School director is off on vacation with her family, so travel mercies for them and for them to have a nice and relaxing, wonderful time together as a family. There are more concerns that have not been mentioned, but the Lord knows them. They're already on His heart and up in His hands, and I ask that you just join us now as Scott leads us in prayer.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. We lift up these prayers and these praises, spoken and unspoken, and we just put them in your hands, God, because we know that you are our Lord. We know that your plans are mighty. Father, please be with this world in its chaos. We look at it sometimes and we don't understand, but we know that you have a plan, and we just put everything in your hands, Father. We pray together, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. love and mercy that you have freely given us, may we also freely give to show you our love for you. Please bless and accept these offerings. Amen.
Our anthem today is going to be on the PowerPoint.
Shout triumphantly the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before Him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His own pasture. Enter His gates with thanks. Enter His courtyards with praise, because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve Him with celebration. In the NIV version of the Bible, it says, worship the Lord with gladness. The Message says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence. I like that. Sing yourselves into His presence. Bring a gift of laughter. Not surprisingly, scholars believe that this psalm was used as a song of praise in ancient Jewish worship. But I wonder if these words are supposed to describe how God wants us only to act while we're at worship. Are we only supposed to live this way while we're here at church? Or is this how God wants us to live our entire lives? How much joy, how much fun are you having in your life? How much laughter are you bringing into the world? Who here is singing themselves into His presence? I know that I wasn't for a very long time in my life. I was living a life focused on me and focused on my success. I stopped really having fun. I found myself slowly becoming miserable. My wife, Lauren, started asking questions like, why are you so angry and unhappy all the time? I was living a good life. I was going to church and doing the right things. But honestly, the world was just starting to beat me down. I definitely wasn't singing myself into His praises. My life was starting to look like what as a child I promised myself that I would never be like. I was becoming who I was always afraid of becoming. An angry, miserable adult who really wasn't having that much fun. So what changed? I started serving God, of course. But that's not the whole story. It took a while, but I didn't just serve God. I started having fun serving God. I started to enjoy serving God. I started serving God with celebration. And for a long time, I didn't even realize I was doing it. At first, I was just serving because I felt it was what God was calling me to do. I knew that God was calling me to serve, but I really didn't know what that meant. For a long time, I fought it. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to these statements. I was too busy. It sounded too much like work. It sounded kind of boring. I needed to work and focus on my own life. Why should I help other people? They made the decisions that got them to where they're at in their life, right? I didn't need it. It wasn't going to help me. But as I started to serve in ministry, something weird started to happen in my life. I started to have fun. I started to enjoy it. I started to form relationships with the people that I was serving with and the people that we were serving. It helped me start enjoying my life again. It didn't happen right away. There were plenty of times I felt uncomfortable. The first time I hung out with homeless people, I felt a little bit uncomfortable. The first time I went on a mission trip with people I didn't know, I felt a little uncomfortable. The first time I walked into a maximum security prison to serve God, I felt a little bit uncomfortable. That's kind of a lie. I was terrified the first time I went into this. It was a little scary, I'll be honest with you. But slowly, as my relationships grew, my joy, my excitement, my fun, it grew. And this isn't to say that church is supposed to be just some social activity. For you see, as my relationships with other people grew, my relationship with God grew. As I served others for God, I got to experience God. God became real to me through getting involved with other people's lives. And then I realized something. The ministry didn't need me. God didn't need me to serve. What I finally realized was that it was I who needed to be involved the most. I needed my life fixed. And God used me serving other people to do it. You see, God uses these opportunities to help us live in community with each other and as a way, a means of grace, so that we may experience God. Having a relationship with God is the most exciting thing that you will do in this life. Being in a relationship with others through serving God is exciting. It's fun. It's life-giving. The more that I serve with other Christians, the more joy, the more fun that I have in my own life. This past January, I went on a mission trip down to Curacao, Cuba. It's a little farming community on the western point of the country. I went with 5 women, and there was 2 men. And I don't know how it is in this church, but I know my church, I'll be honest with you, the women understand this concept way better than us men. The women are serving God with celebration. They understand joy, and they get it. And the men, not so much. I don't probably know why. I think it is because, well, I actually didn't like one guy. We spend so much time focused on being successful and being intentional about providing for our families, but we've forgotten how to enjoy our lives as men. And it's sad, but let me tell you, men, you need to relax a little bit and figure out a way to enjoy your life. So anyway, we're on this trip in Cuba. And it's an amazing place. There's something going on in Cuba right now. It's really unbelievable. The churches down there, the government has, over the last 5 years or so, has really relaxed their restrictions on worship and church there. And people are flocking to the churches. It's amazing. We were at worship services, and churches were so packed with people that literally people were hanging through the open windows so that they could be involved in the church service. The energy and the excitement is awesome. You want to talk about celebration while serving God? It's happening in Cuba right now. Something else that was really neat that I saw while I was there was our little group. Not all of us knew each other when we went on this mission trip, but throughout the week that we were there, as we got to know each other, and as we talked to each other, and as we started to laugh with each other, and as we started to find out about each other's families, our relationships grew. And through that process of our
joy, our excitement growing, so did our relationship with God. Robert Foster has written a book. He wrote it back in the 70s. It's called Celebration of Discipline. I'm sure some of you have read it. It has been reprinted and released multiple times over the last 20 years. And in this book, he talks about different ways, he writes of 12 disciplines that we're supposed to practice as we find ways to grow in our relationship with God. Most of these disciplines are things that you know of, like prayer and meditation, worship, fasting. The last discipline that he talks about is the discipline of celebration. And he writes these words about joy. He says, joy is the motor, the thing that keeps everything going. Without joyous celebration to infuse the other disciplines, we will sooner or later abandon them. Joy produces energy. Joy makes us strong. And I believe that's what God wants for us. To be excited and filled with joy. To live a life filled with love through our relationship with Jesus Christ. There was a point in my life where I would sit in my church as worship would start. But I'd watch the people who would come in, and you would see the ones with joy on their faces. And you know, you see them, and I see a few of them out here right now. I can see the joy on some of y'all's faces. And they would come in, and they would hug and talk and laugh with the people that they love. And I sat there, and I was jealous. I thought, why aren't they coming up to me? Why aren't they hugging me? Why don't they love me? And I felt rejected. I felt left out. And the truth was, I was left out. But I wasn't left out by those people. I had left myself out. I didn't want to get out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to get involved. But you know how people know each other in churches? They know each other by getting involved. They know each other because they do stuff like the secret group that y'all do on Sunday mornings. They get involved because they come here and they help as an usher. And as an usher, they end up knowing everybody in the church. They get involved by helping at Vacation Bible School that y'all just finished. They get involved and they know each other by participating in the Matthew meals that y'all do here once a month. And they have joy on their faces because they have met and seen Jesus Christ while doing these things as the body of Christ. See, God is waiting for each one of us at these different opportunities. And I'm calling it an opportunity for a reason. I'm saying the word opportunity because it's not work. It's an opportunity for all of us to get connected to God and each other in joy-filled ways. It's fun. So if we're having so much fun and it's so exciting, then where's the disconnect? Why isn't everybody involved in these different opportunities? It's something I've been thinking a lot about over the past year or so as I've been going through this process of becoming a pastor. It makes me think about how we talk about church. How do we talk about God? How do we describe our lives as Christians? Look at how we call things. We say it's a mission trip. We say we're working for the Lord. We're serving. For people who haven't experienced it, that might not sound that exciting, right? It might not sound that much fun. But when in reality, it's the exact opposite. Yes, we are doing work. Yes, we are serving. And these are really important things. But I promise you, we are having a lot of fun while we're doing it, right? Yeah, amen. She got the right thing. Honestly, if you're not involved, I hate to say it, we're having way more fun than you are. We are. If you're looking around on Sunday mornings trying to figure out how everybody knows each other and how everyone loves each other, it's because we're hanging out together. We're spending our lives together as a body of Christ serving God. And we're having a blast doing it, too. If you're not having fun in your life, if you're starting to become miserable like I was, the answer is right in front of you. It's really this simple. It's no coincidence that the people in this church that have joy on their faces are the same people who are going to the seeker group on Sunday morning. They're the same people that work as or serve as the ushers here during worship. They're the same people who are serving at Vacation Bible School. And they're the same people who are helping at the Matthew Meals once a month, helping people that are less fortunate. If you are already involved, you know that what I'm saying to you is true. I only ask you to do this one thing. Be excited when you talk to people about it. It should be infectious. Serving God should be infectious. It's exciting. It's fun. If you're not already using these different opportunities to get involved, then I want to leave you with this last thing. If you don't remember anything else I said, I just ask you to remember this. The pastor, Pastor David, and the lay leaders here at this church are not asking you to get involved because they need your help to do stuff. That's not why they're asking or telling you to get involved. They're telling you to get involved because they know how it is totally life-changing. It's life-fulfilling. They want you to experience the life and relationship with God. And they want you to experience the joy, the excitement, the fun of being in the body of Christ. You're missing out. And we just want you to come to the celebration. You are invited. We want you to come to the party. It's fun. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before Him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. Serve the Lord with celebration. I promise you it will change your lives. Thank you. God bless. you, take a step. Take a step, get involved. Go forth, God bless you.